Gabby sat slumped in the passenger seat of the ute as Joel navigated the traffic. They were stuck behind a long line of vehicles heading west. The normally dual-lane road had been blocked by an accident up ahead and they were crawling along in single file. The car's window screen wipers worked furiously to clear the driving rain. Outside, the free-moving traffic on the opposite lanes were barely visible through the rain haze and sickly glow of vehicle headlights. The miserable weather reflected the mood inside. Joel had been over an hour late picking her up after her shift. The centre was practically deserted due to the rain, the staff going through the motions until closing. A dead-end reception shift that had stretched out even longer than necessary. She'd been itching for a fight by the time he had shown up. The wait giving her ample opportunity to nurse her grievances and build a head of steam. The moment she was in the car, she had pounced. "Why don't you ever answer your phone? I tried calling you like 10 times. What's the big deal? I picked you up, haven't I? You said you were on till 6:30. "No, that's next week. I told you this morning I finish at 5. You never listen. I've been waiting for ages." "Yeah, all right. It's only the one time. Keep your hat on." "That's not the point. You need to answer your phone. You can't keep it on silent all day. What if it had been an emergency?" "What emergency? Why are you trying to make something out of nothing? I'm here now. Let's just get on with it." "Don't do that. Don't tell me to get over it. I hate it when you do that." And so it had begun. It was his easy dismissal that she couldn't bear. When he made out like she was overreacting, swatting her concerns away like a whining child, putting her back in her box. That was when her fury ballooned, uncontained and spiteful, picking on everything old, new and buried, dredging up old resentments and gourding past sores to score cheap points. But he would never admit any fault, never apologise. There had been no explanations where he had been or why he had been late. Not that she couldn't guess. He would have been with his footy mates the whole day playing Xbox and drinking beer. She could smell the alcohol and cigarette smoke on his breath and the tang of junk food on his clothes. And just when their fight had reached fever pitch, he had, as usual, abruptly lapsed into silence. Inside, she felt like she wanted to rave and sob and scratch his face off, making him hurt like he hurt her, provoke a reaction, anything but this bitter silence. His silence completely overpowered her. She hated how he had so perfected this defence over the years that he was able to effortlessly control each of their fights. She had no ammunition against it. Everything she had to give was ultimately defeated and swallowed up by his refusal to engage. Her tears, screams, arguments, rages, and even her own silences, none of them were a match for his all-absorbing, self-contained armour of muteness. The perfect hidey hole he retreated to when he had had enough of her. Where she couldn't follow, so nothing was ever resolved, nothing ever ended. Just a million starts and everything left hanging. Hot tears threatened to overwhelm her and she blinked them away. Then finally made it to the accident site, a rear-ender between a Honda Civic and a transit van. Gabby could make out a couple of police cars and an ambulance parked on the side of the road, the officers in full rain gear directing traffic, the praying just serious enough to cause traffic chaos. As they passed the glow of the police lights, the traffic started to move again, separating once more into two lanes. They were not long from Joel's parents' place now. She had a whole night to get through with her in-laws. She could feel a headache coming on and an ache in her jaw from clenching her teeth. She glanced sideways at Joel. He was staring straight ahead, absorbed with the task of driving. To her, it looked like he'd completely forgotten about their fight. He was over it and had moved on, his mind now on something else. Did he care at all? Was it really all in her head? Anger settled in her chest like a coiled fist. She rested her head against the car window, trying to find relief in the cool glass for her throbbing temples. Staring unseen at the streaming droplets of rain, she willed herself to get through the night.